In 2012, voters approved $10 million to fund the Flagstaff Watershed Protection Project. The multi-year operation would thin key parts of the Coconino National Forest close to the city, where the aftereffects of wildfire would be particularly devastating for local neighborhoods and the water supply. Forest managers aim to treat about 7,500 acres of dense forest in the Dry Lake Hills north of Flagstaff. About 3,000 acres on Mormon Mountain southeast of the city are also part of the proposal. The project's manager, Aaron Phelps, compares the potential fallout from a large wildfire in both locations to the widespread flooding that occurred in the Timberline neighborhood after the Schultz fire.
Just imagine that in the city of Flagstaff. You know, there's just so many more homes and businesses and the hospital, the schools. I mean, it's hard to fathom how great those impacts would be on this side of the mountain.
The Forest Service is proposing four options ranging from no action to conventional hand thinning to more intensive treatments using cable logging and helicopters. Phelps says the final project will likely involve a mixture of techniques and could take up to 10 years to complete. She also says the Forest Service doesn't have a preferred option and will base the project largely on public comment. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.